You're listening to SBS News.
For 133 years, a bronze statue of former Tasmanian Premier William Crowther has stood tall in Hobart's Franklin Square, right in the middle of the city. But it's a sight that has long been uncomfortable for many. Nala Mansell is from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre.
To us, that statue not only glorifies a man who was responsible for such racist and barbaric actions, but it also signifies to us just how hard we've had to fight here in Tasmania to even be acknowledged as existing in this state.
William Crowther was Tasmania's premier for a year, from 1878 to 79. The statue was erected a decade later for what was described at the time as his political and professional service to the colony. Crowther was also a surgeon, and in 1868 he broke into a morgue which was storing the body of Aboriginal man William Lanny. Crowther stole his skull and sent it to the Royal College of Surgeons in London.
William Crowther was responsible for decapitating and mutilating Aboriginal man William Lanny because of his race. He did this in an attempt to perpetuate the racist myth that Tasmanian Aborigines no longer existed in this state, a racist view that we've seen supported by the Tasmanian government right up until the 1980s.
William Lanny, like many Palawa people post-colonisation, was exiled to Flinders Island as a child. Many Tasmanian Aboriginals died on the island, but he survived. He later worked as a whaler near Nipaluna, Hobart, and died in 1868 when he was 34. Lanny's remains were returned to country in the 1990s, and last night, the city of Hobart voted 7-4 in favour of removing Crowther's statue. Hobart's mayor is Anna Reynolds.
It is a step towards reconciliation with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community, who have said for many years that this statue and what it represents should not be in such a premier place in our civic square, our central civic square. So it is an important step towards reconciliation and an important step towards telling a much more honest and truthful history of what happened in Hobart's colonial past.
The council believes it's the first time an Australian council has decided to remove a colonial monument. It hopes to replace the statue with another, more inclusive piece of art.
This is not anything about deleting history. We are ultimately just moving history in the sense that the plan is to relocate the statue, to treat it with respect, and to replace the statue with a new public artwork that tells a much more honest and broader version of what happened in that era.
The council will now discuss the statue's future with the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery. Sean Wales, SBS News.